I say I'll tell him. Look at him. The sleeping beauty.
I could get rid of him. Perfect opportunity.
No one would know. Old man, weak heart. Died in his sleep. No one would miss him. I'd be free. I could get out. And the business would be mine. No one would know. Oh, hello, Dad. I was just going to put this behind your head. Make you comfortable.
Yeah. Have I been asleep? What time is it?
4:30.
You're back early, aren't you? Have you unloaded the cart?
No, not yet.
What are you hanging about for? Go on, get your finger out. Go on, go out and unload it. What are you standing about for?
Why did I hesitate? I was hoping you'd come out and give me a hand. I've got a great cartload out there.
That's a change. Lot of old junk, I suppose.
If ever you give me one word of encouragement, I shall drop down dead straight, I will.
Come on, if you want me to help you, come on, let's get it over with.
If I come in again and catch him asleep, I won't hang about. I'll garrote him. Don't do it like that. I can do it like that myself. I don't need your help. If that's what you call unloading, you might as well go back inside and get to sleep. But the idea is to lift the thing off gently so as not to break anything.
Yes, it's only good for firewood. You would have had to break it up anyway.
Look, I'll be the judge of what's going to be broken up or not. Just shift it gently.
Yeah. There. These is all right, isn't it?
Well, they're just Victorian prints.
Aye, I'll have these for my bedroom. Could do with something on the wall. How you going to sit? Chastity? Virtue? Motherhood? Ah. They're all right, aren't they?
All right. They're revolting.
Big women. I like big women.
Oh, God.
You never get women like this these days. Generous, that's what they are. Ample. Yeah, I don't like these skinny birds they have today. I like big, beefy birds. Or little ones. I don't mind little ones. It's the skinny ones I can't stand, like you go out with.
I don't go out with skinny birds.
They're a little bit near to the bone, aren't they? Not like this, mate. Look, there's no salt cellars there. That's all meat. Yeah, I'll have these in my room. Good night.
Good. What about the rest of it, then?
I don't want any more of that.
I don't care what you don't want. You're a right scavenger, aren't you? You're just like a skinny little old vulture flapping about, hovering about, waiting to pick the cart clean. You drop those down and come and help me unload.
Oh. Can't you do anything? All right, come on, hurry up. It's cold out here. Here, what's in here? Shoes! Hey, these are all right. I haven't seen a pair of shoes like this since before the war.
Put them back.
Put them back? We ain't flogging these. A little bit of polish in a few nails, I'm set up for life.
I'm turning, Bisson. I'm no longer a rag and bone one. I'm just a personal outfit of you. Everything I bring home goes on your feet, your legs, your head, or up in your bedroom. You can hardly get the door to your room open as it is.
Oh, let me have them. I like my shoes. There's only 8 pairs.
You've got 3 tea chests up there full of shoes. You've got about 60 pairs up there.
I like shoes.
Oh, God. You've got 3 pairs of riding boots you never use. You haven't flogged a bit of gear in years. You nick it all. You've got more bleeding clothes than George Saunders.
Go on, let me keep them.
Oh, go on, take it. Take it, I don't care about it.
What's in this?
You need them for the dems mine.
What's in them?
Gramophone records.
Oh, no, not more gramophone records.
Yeah, more gramophone records. I'm hoping to build up a comprehensive library of classical music.
Oh, God. I suppose we'll have you with your head in your hand for the next fortnight now. Haven't you got enough of them classical bits already?
No, I haven't. There's thousands of compositions I haven't even touched upon yet.
Are they all classical? And no twist records in there.
I sincerely hope not. Look, I got these from a very select lady. Her husband happens to be a doctor. And doctors has very cultivated tastes in music. I should be very surprised if there's anything ropier than Rec Manning off in here, mate. And if I'm very lucky, I might get Sides 1 and 2 of Beethoven's 5th. I've been looking for that for ages. I'm fed up of starting halfway through the first movement. You know, I haven't heard Beethoven's 5th right the way through since... September. And that was your fault. You ruined them. That and four sides of Finlandia. Using them as table mats.
Well, it was only time to complete the table.
Well, what about my symphonies? Curl right up, they did. Great steaming teapot stuck right in the middle of it. It's not replaced them ever since. It's very difficult these days. People's all on the long players when that many 78s about. And there's upwards of 8 records in a symphony of 78s, you know. Now, come on. Get these sorted out. Then we'll have a recital. A musical soiree. You can sit down, put your feet up, relax, do your good. Instead of going down to Skinner's Arms, you can stay in and listen to some good music for a change. Why not?
I don't mind listening to gramophone records. We should get something cheery for a change. All that stuff gives me the willies. Sounds like I could do with a squib under the backside, some of them.
You are a right twit. Oh, God, the horse's got more taste in music than you have. You want to see his ears go up when I whistles the ride of the Valkyrie. You want to see him move. If I was to give him a twist again, he'd probably give me a kick right between the shark. I want to be Bobby's girl. Oh, God.
I thought you said she had good taste, this woman.
Well, it must be one of her daughters. Oh, kids of today. I mean, what do they know about music? Their taste is really fundamentally bad. Oh, they all put me on that jukebox, Julie, you know. I'd show them a thing or two. I'd really show them. I mean, the blokes and birds that they get on there, what do they know about music? I mean, what qualifications have they got to pass an opinion about music? I mean, I wouldn't ask half them what time of day it was. I wish I could get on there. But you for everything, as far as I'm concerned.
Put me record on.
No, you're not playing on my electric gramophone. Ruined my stylus.
Oh, what's you going to give me a gramophone record if I can't play them?
You buy your own gramophone. I wouldn't sally my turntable with that rubbish. Buy your own gramophone and play it when I'm out of the house. De Broglie's Summers and his Savoy Orpheans. Roses of Picardy. To Miner's Dream of Home. Jimmy Leach and his Organolians. Harry Roy and his Ragtime Band. Hold that target. Charlie Cunns.
You got some good ones there, haven't you?
You keep quiet. All the good stuff must be at the bottom. For Teddy Bear's Picnic. Excerpts from the Chocolate Soldier. Oh, that's better. We're getting nearer. Oh, yeah. This is the gear. Oh, Stravinsky. Oh, I haven't got any of that. Oh, Stravinsky, that's marvellous. Look, and it's hardly been played.
Yeah, that's good. Let's leave it that way.
We all know your ignorance. I mean, don't go on about it. Look, if you don't like it, sling it up or bung your ears up or something. I mean, don't spoil it for me,
I'm even talking to your own house now.
You can talk if you want to. I don't mind you talking. I mean, shut up. I'm going to play my record. It's hardly the same thing, is it? I mean, the quality of your cobbling is no way affected by my music. I find it rather difficult to follow the score with you knocking seven bells out of them boots for the £5 hammer.
No, will you kindly keep quiet?
Now, I'm going to cover his...
What you are? You've got a twisted little mind. You're napping yourself. You can't stand me being something, can you, eh? You can't stand me trying to better myself or watch me enjoy myself. Well, I'm going to play all my music. I'm going to play it all night. I'm going to play all my operas, all my concertos, and all my symphonies. I'm going to go right through my collection, mate. And I hope it puts you off. I hope you smash your fingers with the hammer. And when you wear them, I hope the nails stick right up into your feet and poison you. I'm going to play the loudest piece of music I've got, and I've got to turn the volume right up. I'll drive you out, mate. Music don't only soothe the savage breast. It gives you headache as well.
Do you know what this is? Wagner, mate. A real eardrum splitter, this.
Ready when you are.
Of my record cabinet.
Now, that's stopped it, hasn't it? It's locked. That's finished your musical evening, ain't it?
Give it up, Keith!
No!
Give it up, Keith!
I'm going.
Where are they?
I sang away.
You're great, Pillock! But the keys to everything we look up is on that! I mean, the house, the stables, the safe, the record. The safe. Where are they?
Out in the yard somewhere. Well?
You?
No. They don't seem to be out here, do they?
Of course they're out here. If you threw them in the yard, they must be out here. They can't have disappeared. Oh, what am I going to do a stupid thing like that for? I mean, look at it. How are we going to find them?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I know you don't know. It was a rhetorical question. Uncle, we've got to find those keys. I mean, the keys of a safe are on there. All our money's locked up. And the horse is locked in the stables. He can't get out. So we have fed him. What are we going to do? Plug the oaks through the keyhole one at a time.
You should have fed him before you locked him up.
Well, it wasn't my fault. I didn't know you were going to throw the keys away, did I? The gates he's locked up. We can't get out. Oh, what a great get you are.
That's not fair, mate.
What else can I blame?
Just a minute. I just remembered. We don't have a set of keys.
But what the hell didn't you say to him in the first place, scrabbling on the yard and on his... Where are they?
In the safe.
Oh, look, we've got to think about this. I mean, it's not just wandering around haphazard. We've got to work this out scientifically. Now, how hard did you throw them?
Well, it sort of went like this.
Wait a minute, come on. Stand by the door. Now, at what angle was you standing?
Not this, I think.
You're sure?
Yes, I think so.
Right. Now, here are the keys.
Have you found them?
It's a stone. It represents the keys. Now, you come rushing out of the land, just like you did before, and throw this stone with the same velocity, at the same angle, in the same direction, in the same elevation as what you threw the keys. If I can remember what they taught me about ballistics and the gunners during the war, I might be able to work out the estimated velocity, range, and angle. Right?
Right.
Go!
Give her where?
I don't know. We better go out and look for it, hadn't we?
I'm not looking for no stones. There's plenty of stones here. We can't find the keys. Now, let's start a kid. Let me see that frog, then. Hold it there. Oh, yes. I think I can work out the general direction for the estimated trajectory. But all things being equal, I lie for a reasonable margin of error in the estimated trajectory. The keys should be somewhere in that lot. Can you remember, what sort of sound did they make when they landed?
They made a sort of a jingling sound.
Like a bunch of keys?
That's right.
You're a great help. Come on, let's shift all this.
Well, it's more than all that, lot.
Have you got any better suggestions?
Yes, I have. Hold on a minute.
What good is that? What good is that?
It's a mind detector.
Oh, no, it's a mind detector. I didn't think it was a vacuum cleaner. I'm just asking you, what good is it?
It detects metal objects.
It detects metal objects.
Yeah. When you come across anything metal, it makes a noise in the headphones, and the nearer you get to it, the louder it gets. We'll pinpoint that key in no time.
Dustin, could you tell me, in your opinion, what would you say that the majority of the stuff in this yard consisted of?
Metal.
You're not daft, are you? And if you get any more bright ideas, shut up. Let me do the thinking. Don't throw it over there. We've got to shift all that lot. Now, look, there's only one methodical way of doing it. We take it all, piece by piece, we shake it, and we put it somewhere else.
This will take all night. This wouldn't have happened if you hadn't brought on those rotten gramophone records.
Shall we commence? Will you concentrate on the job in hand? It'll be dark soon when I've had it. Oh, now, there's a possibility. They could have gone in there. Root around, see if you can find them.
I haven't put my hand in there.
Why not?
There might be mice in there.
Well, they won't eat you.
No, no, I can't bear mice. Give me the willies.
Oh, don't tell me you're frightened of little mice. A great grown man like you has got medals from the war. They're lovely little things. Haven't you ever seen them close up? They're beautiful. Great big floppy ears.
If you're so brave, put your hand in. You've got gloves on.
No, I'm not putting my hand in there. You lost the keys, you put your hand in.
No, no, I'm sorry. I couldn't, Harold. There's something about mice. I just couldn't do it.
Oh, God, you're like a little old woman, you. I fancy being frightened of mice. I've never heard anything so ridiculous in my life. Mice. No, there's nothing in there.
Rattle it. There's something there.
Might be a skeleton. Fell off his horse. Couldn't get up. No, lift the lid and see if there's a skull in there.
There's something in there. I heard it rattle.
No, how can a bunch of keys get in there?
Hey, what's this?
That's one of your brilliant boys. 5 gallon tins of army surplus paint. Khaki.
Here, there's one without a lid on it. Hey, look. The skin's been broken. That's been done recent. That's where they are, I bet you. That's where they are. They're in there.
Well, put your hand in and get them out.
No, I don't put my hand in there.
That's only paint.
Well, you put your hand in.
No, I've got better clothes on than you.
Now, I suddenly remember I can't. I'm allergic to paint. Brings me out in a rash when I got paint on me.
You said that about water.
It's the lead. Legacy, it started. It was the gas in the 1418 war started it. I remember we was on the song.
All right, mind that.
You got them?
I bet there's something here.
Have you found the keys?
No, I've not found the keys. I have found that stone that you chucked in. What have I put my hand in? Oh, Dad, bring that light over here. Did you hear me? Where are you?
How long have you been in here?
Oh, hello, son. Did you find them?
How long have you been in here?
Not long. I just come in for a drink to warm me up.
You crafty old twit. I thought you was on the other side of that pile. Come on.
Yeah. Let's go to bed. It's after 1 o'clock in the morning.
Look, I'm going to keep on in those keys if it takes all night. Come on. You keep in my sight. You saw down that lot round there, and I'll rake the ground round there.
Here. Harold. It's in this.
It's a gramophone.
Yeah, it works all right. Can I have it?
No, you can't. You keep looking for them keys.
But I mean, I
don't want to hear any more about it.
About this gramophone.
Oh, Dad, for God's sake, will you stop going on about that gramophone?
Well, I want it to be recorded.
Well, you can't have it. I'm not having that sort of music in my house.
All right. No gramophone. No keys.
You found them. Give me them keys.
No. I want that gramophone. If you don't give it to me, I'm dropping these keys down the drain hole.
Give us those keys.
No, don't you come near. One step forward and I'll drop them.
Look, Dad. Let's go inside and talk it over.
No.
Let's go and have a drink.
No. I want that gramophone. Oh, these keys are going down the drain hole.
All right, then. Blackmailer. But you're only going to play when I'm out of the house.
Play when I like.
No.
All right, then.
All right, then.
Promise?
Yes, I promise.
Cross your heart and hope to die in a cellar full of rats.
Oh, God. He's like a little child, this man. Yeah. If it makes you happy. Yeah.
Lucky I threw away them keys, wasn't it? Wouldn't have found this gramophone, would we?
Oh, Struth. I think I'll chuck on a bit of Tchaikovsky. I always find him most relaxing. Almost soporific, you might say.